Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
Let's get to this lawyer for P. Diddy, okay?
Oh, my God.
Now, you said that there's a special today?
All right, so tonight, yeah, TMZ presents this Diddy special, and it's all about the indictment. And what they do is they basically go through every charge and what it means and why it could be, why he could be guilty. But then his lawyer actually is on the special tonight, and the lawyer talks about, and I think this is a bad idea, because he basically tells Harvey how he's going to defend each charge.
Okay. Ooh.
He's showing his hand.
Yeah. I don't know if you run to TMZ with that information.
That's what I'm saying. Because now.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Now the prosecution is going to be like, oh, that's what we're doing. Okay.
Unless he thinks that there's no way that they're going to win. So it doesn't matter.
Maybe. But the way Harvey kind of framed it is that he might have some really good points.
Even if you don't think you're going to win,
you don't
show
your hand.
It's not fair to your client.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's just about wanting to be a celebrity, in my opinion.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that he thinks in his head that he's not going to win. He always, you know, says, hey, there's a way to defend this or whatever. But I do think that he thinks his chances are uphill battle, okay? But here's the trailer for the TMZ that Jamie's talking about.
There were rumblings about Diddy's bad behavior for years.
Federal officers spent hours removing firearms, computers, boxes, and bags. A massive show of force.
Cassie claimed Diddy was often violent.
There's a lot of things people fear.
I know what's gone on. A whole lot of people do.
Are we all perfect? Nah.
It's a stunning downfall.
Woo! Lord, and that's tonight?
It's tonight, but it's on Tubi TV, which I was thinking, oh, I don't want to have to buy another streaming service. But Tubi TV actually has that available today for free.
Yeah.
Tubi?
T-U-B-I TV.
Oh,
it's a,
no.
It's a streaming service.
Tubi?
Tubi TV.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. But here's the weird part, is that the lawyer kind of like makes jokes about the baby oil and stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you have the audio when Harvey asked him about 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
All right, hang on, because okay, these buttons aren't working again.
Okay.
All right.
How do you explain the baby oil and the lubricants? 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I don't think it was 1,000. I think it was a lot. I mean, there's a Costco right down the street. You know, I think Americans buy in bulk, as we know.
Bingo.
And, you know, this is consensual adults doing what consensual adults do.
Yeah.
You know, we can't get so puritanical in this country to think that somehow sex is a bad thing, because if it was, there'd be no more people.
And so he said to Harvey, he goes, you know, there's Costcos by each one of his properties. I mean, haven't you bought in bulk at Costco? And Harvey goes, not 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Jamie, I can explain this.
Okay.
And not only can I explain this, it's going to make perfect sense. I think the defense that lawyer has right there with that Costco is the perfect explanation for this.
Is it because you're coconut?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I, for example, got busted tomorrow, that the feds came in and handcuffed me and took me out, searched my house, one thing they would find, we bought it at Costco, a 5-gallon bucket of coconut oil. And they would say, well,
yeah, that's for your
coconut
that's
oil?
For your freak-offs.
That would make the 6 o'clock news, BJ and his coconut oil. What's he doing with 5-gallon bucket? I get it. We got it at Costco.
And then did you see that it went viral? They're saying it's not true, though, that it went viral, that those each bottle actually contained drugs in them.
Yeah, we would know that.
Yeah.
The FBI would let that out. Because just solidifies their case. So they're not going to tell you it's baby oil and it be GHB.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, it's not going to happen internet. That way. So they would disclose that. So that's just an internet rumor, in my opinion. Diddy's in trouble. And I think this lawyer knows that he does have an uphill battle. But I think he also knows he's hit the lottery, man. This guy, Diddy's not getting out of jail. He's worth $500 million. This lawyer's going to get at least $100 million from this.
Oh, yeah. And fame.
Fame.
Here's who you guys all should follow, in my opinion, if you really want to see like a kind of an interesting side to all of this, and that is follow 50 Cent, because 50 has been saying forever, look, I've never gone to any of those parties. I've told you forever, this guy is a freak, and nobody would listen to me, nobody believed me, but look, I never went to a party, not one party, and now he's basically like kind of like, you know, dancing on his grave. He's loving every minute of this. In fact, Netflix is producing a docuseries for 50 Cent about charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, as well as sexual assault, violent abuse allegations against Sean Diddy Combs. Again, this is 50 Cent is doing it. And he said, listen, we're going to do this serious. We're not going to just do rumors. We're going in deep. And we have a lot of people that are going to be on it saying, like, here's what happened to me.
And I think he's got good reason, too, because when he first started out, 50 Cent, that is, when he first started out, Diddy tried to recruit him. Tried to make him a part of his protege, you know, part of his, under his umbrella so he could make more money off of the guy, right?
Yeah.
50 Cent, he refused it. He fought back, and they tried to destroy the guy. They did it one time, if you remember, and he's now is getting the last laugh. And he's taking full advantage of
it. He just does not like him at all. I mean,
well, that's why.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to follow him. He is just, woo, he's mean.
Did you see the picture he put out yesterday? It's a bottle of baby oil and says Diddy Oil.
I did see that. Yeah. Johnson & Johnson, yeah. Diddy Oil. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, Diddy's not going anywhere. He's done.
Yeah, he is.
He is done.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, huh?
I know. Yeah, yeah. You know, I still say, and I told you guys this off the air, I still think that some of us would absolutely have some doubt about all of this. Because, like, the lawyer came on and said, look, it was just menage a trois between consenting adults. They were all into it. They knew what was happening. And what's wrong with that if that's what they want to do? And I think we would have all, like, gone, oh, okay, maybe he's right. Until that video with Cassie.
Yeah.
Now that's changed everything, and you can't get out from under that.
And there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're just going on based on what we know. Obviously, the video, very damning. But you're right. You're right.
If it were just consensual,
you know, whatever, then nobody cares for the most part. But there's a lot more to this that we don't even know about. But I do buy the whole Costco thing.
But again,
how do you explain the baby oil and the lubricants? 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I don't think it was 1,000. I think it was a lot. I mean, there's a Costco right down the street.
That explains.
But again, the happiest person about all of this, Dave Navarro. Yeah.
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl. I said Navarro. Dave, probably Dave Navarro too.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has some scandal. But yeah, Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters, because if you remember, he knocked up a girl and got her pregnant while he's married, and we haven't heard anything about that.
Seriously.
I think if you're popular, if you're, you know, people know your name, you're a celebrity, right now's a good time to go out and do something.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get away with it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.